This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The holidays and holiday shopping are just around the corner. But this year, there is a new holiday market in Boise that will give Idahoans the chance to shop local for those handmade crafts. Joining us live in studio is the organizer of the Handmade Idaho Holiday Market, Angela Stewart, and fellow artist Lisa McGrath. The event is coming up this weekend in downtown Boise. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, Angela, I want to start with you because this is the first year, right, of the Handmade Idaho Holiday Market.
Yes, it is.
So what was your inspiration to start a local craft fair?
Well, I see the community really growing, and I'm always meeting new makers, and I myself am a maker, and I was finding that I was having a harder time finding somewhere to sell the things that I make. And not only that, I was having a harder time finding places that we could just not do a pop-up. So we wanted to do a multiple-day event.
And that's the key right there, right?
Well, it's really hard for me, for example, to set up for a small pop-up. It takes me quite a bit of time.
So you're an artist, so I assume you're going to have a booth at the market.
Yes, I will.
So what sort of art do you make?
So I own the Ladybug Press. We're a letterpress and screen printing studio.
And then, Lisa, you're an artist as well. So what kind of art do you do?
My husband and I create local apparel and gifts. We have a shop downtown. And our tagline is wear your wear because our products are about messaging. We have people tell us they get stopped on a sidewalk with the Boise shirt, which is the correct pronunciation
of
Boise.
Oh, yeah, okay. I've seen that one.
Yeah, an Idaho beard shirt for all of the bearded guys in Idaho. Or an Idaho, Iowa, Ohio shirt because everyone thinks that we're, of course, in the Midwest. So everyone has a personal story.
I love that. So you'll have a booth there as well.
Absolutely.
And even though you have a shop downtown, you know, what is it about having like going to a market, you know, versus having a standalone shop?
Right. Yeah, this is a special event. We do on average 60 events per year. But, you know, first of all, Angela, her organization and attention to detail is remarkable, particularly for a first year event. And I rarely see that even at a 30 year event. And also something important is the venue. So Alcora Shrine. Alcora is entrenched in our community. Think Tree Fort. Think of the countless ways it contributes to our community. So it inherently reflects local.
And I understand you received a grant from the Boise Arts and History Department for the market.
We did. We received a grant to help with our advertising and to allow us to have emerging artists at our event. So we actually have four emerging artists that have been in business around 2 years. And then we have about four, maybe five youth vendors coming. So we have our youngest is 6 years old and she is so darling. And then we have a couple other youth vendors that vary up to the age of 20.
So tell me about the six-year-old and the art that she creates.
So they're called Lulu Wands and they are so cute. And it's her and her sister.
So how do you find these other local artists to come together and put an actual craft fair together?
It's been really a fun experience for me. I started this a year ago and I rented a venue. I rented Alcora before we even had a single person who said they'd join me. And I kind of have done enough shows that I knew a lot of people that would be interested and then kind of put the feelers out there and hoped. I jumped and I hoped that they would join me. And really, they have. And every day I still get people who are looking to be a vendor. Unfortunately, this year we have a waiting list and we are full, but we're looking forward to growing this.
So how many vendors will you have?
We have 61.
So Lisa, what is the what's the art culture like here in the Treasure Valley when it comes to these independent artisans? Is there more than people would assume?
Absolutely. And a lot of artists are really focused on hyper-local, such as the Wear Boise brand, our brand. And, you know, something unique about this event, too, is, you know, you can see vendors at some other local events, but honestly, every time Angela posts anything on, you know, Facebook.com/HandmadeIdaho and Instagram, it really stops me in my tracks because this is the stuff that I actually am going to be shopping for during the holidays. It's the stuff that I really want to buy.
Well, and you think about how many people, you know, not just move in to Idaho and the Treasure Valley, but people who have boomeranged back. And there is something special about local art, that whether you wear it, whether you put it in your house. I mean, do you see that resonating with people with your work?
I do. And I myself do a lot of local art. I think I'm actually, at first I was afraid to put something very specific, to sell something that says Idaho on it, or I had these Boise coasters that had different buildings on them. That's very specific. You're shrinking your market. But there isn't something else like that available, and people loved them. And I'm a third generation Idahoan, and I'm proud of that. And I think that a lot of people, even if they're not from here, they've come here because they love it here.
We're talking with Angela Stewart, the organizer of the Handmade Idaho Holiday Market, and market vendor Lisa McGrath. Now, the event is coming up this weekend in downtown Boise. You're competing with other holiday markets. You know, they pop up every year. What makes this market different?
So our vendors are all local. Everybody's from Idaho. We have vendors from Boise, of course. We have some from McCall and Twin Falls. And everything, I tried to curate it. When the applications went out, we asked people to send us, you know, how much of their stuff they actually make, how do they make it, pictures. So we chose our vendors based on trying to find a good mix of people who have a big sort of like talent in craft. Mm-hmm. Like the more things they made from raw materials, the better.
So you've talked a little bit about, you know, the youth part of that and what they will be exhibiting. What else can people expect to potentially purchase when they go to the market?
There is everything from handmade coffee mugs, glass ornaments, tea towels, apparel for pretty much everybody in the whole family, potentially even the dogs. There is so many different styles of things. It's funny, we had a lot of potters apply. And typically in a show, it's all jewelry artists, which we have a lot of jewelry artists too, but we had some phenomenal potters apply. And when I tried to look at narrowing it down, they're all so different. I didn't see any reason to not take, you know, there's something for everyone and style-wise too. It's not just one kind of cup. It's not just, you know, a very limited set. We tried to make it very full of opportunities, all different kinds of gifts for different kinds of people. We even have a guy who makes knives, which, you know, so he's basically a blacksmith, and these knives that he makes are phenomenal.
Wow.
Yeah, they're very cool. And that's such an old school craft.
I didn't even know that existed anymore, right?
People are still doing that.
Yeah, exactly. And local.
And local. He's very local.
So do you have any aspirations to do like a spring market, or is that just like, are you looking at me like I'm crazy for asking that question?
I do. I mean, I think it would be nice if we could pull off a second market somewhere around Mother's Day, a smaller market. Okay. But really, I think Christmas has a really good spot in my heart, and this is a very good time to have a market. And yes, there are lots of other markets, but ours is very handmade. We have a lot of really phenomenal vendors. We have some great kid vendors. Mm-hmm. And
well, that's such a special part of it. I mean, and to bring in youth artists.
Well, and for us, supporting community is really important because this is about community.
Yeah.
And I really want local artists to have a community to be in, to be able to reach customers and be a community with other artists.
And Lisa, with your shop, even though it's hyper-local, mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to have people coming in from out of town or locals wanting to purchase something for family or friends who don't even live here.
Absolutely. When we started Wear Boise in 2014, our main demographic of shoppers were local. And now we do have a mix of people coming to Boise, even on travel, that fall in love with Boise. And, you know, becoming a larger part of our market.
So once again, this weekend, tell me the dates, the times, and where for people who are interested.
So we're open to the public and free on Saturday and Sunday. So that's November 23rd and 24th. On Saturday, it's from 10 to 5. And on Sunday, we'll be open 10 to 4. We're also still have tickets available for our special preview night. So preview night is a chance to shop first. We also have a local winery and a brewery sampling beer. And we have Idaho kombucha there as well.
And at Alcora Shrine.
At Alcora Shrine.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. We've been talking with Angela Stewart, organizer of the Handmade Idaho Holiday Market, and market vendor Lisa McGrath. They're Market will be this Saturday and Sunday, and then a special preview Friday evening, and tickets are still available for that. I want to thank all of you for joining us today, and we are hoping to see you actually in person this Thursday at the 2C Family Brewing Company in Nampa from 6 to 9. I'll be there along with producers Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Have an interview idea or a feedback for the show, or just want to say hi? Well, we'd love to meet you, so come on out and meet us in person. Thanks so much for joining us. It's Monday. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.